Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, April 4th. I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé for The Wall Street Journal. Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to be arraigned at 2:15 p.m. today in New York. Crowds of reporters and observers gathered near the Lower Manhattan courthouse. City officials are prepared for protests and police arranged barricades. The former president will be guarded by Secret Service agents at all times, including in court, officials said. He is expected to enter a not guilty plea and has denied wrongdoing while calling the case politically motivated. The number of job openings fell in February, dropping below 10 million for the first time in nearly 2 years. That's according to data released today by the Labor Department. The figure, at a seasonally adjusted 9.9 million jobs, is a sign that employers' demand for workers eased amid a still strong labor market. And Finland is officially a member of NATO. The Nordic country became the 31st member of the military alliance today, nearly a year after applying for membership and undertaking a policy shift prompted by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland's addition more than doubles the alliance's border with Russia and bolsters it with nearly 900,000 people from Finland's Defense Force Reserve. Meanwhile, Sweden's bid to join has been held up by NATO members Turkey and Hungary, which have hesitated to ratify Stockholm's bid. And in other defense news, the U.S. military says it has killed a top Islamic State leader in Syria. It says yesterday's strike killed Eid al-Jaburi, who was involved in planning attacks in Europe. The U.S. military also says no civilians were killed or injured in the strike, but it did not identify where the attack took place. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.